May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 748. In darkness born, I went astray and wandered from the gospel way. And since the Saviour gave me sight, I cannot see without his light. 748.
Holy Word of God from Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 36, and then the first epistle, General Peter, chapter 1. But Ezekiel's prophecy 36, reading from verse 16. Ezekiel 36, commencing at verse 16. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for the idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, unto the heathen whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and I'll bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I'll call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good. And shall clothe yourselves in your own sight, loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, O yet, for this be inquired of, by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as a flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And the first epistle general of Peter, reading from verse 12 unto the end. No, verse 13. Read from verse 13 to the end. The first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 to the end. I'll read from verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth for ever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. Most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, all by thee we live and move and have our being. And thou hast maintained us in life unto this very evening hour. Ah, maintained unto us the very breath we breathe. And oh, what a mercy that we should still be upon praying ground. And ah, the day of grace has not ended. Oh, the day of grace has not ended. And oh, what a mercy if we should be found even this night as beggars poor. At mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Acknowledging and feeling that we truly are wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Our very best is stained and dyed. Our all is nothing worth. And oh, we often have to come, even as the apostle, the good that I would do, that I do not. And that which I would not do, that I do. Oh, finding a constant bubbling up of the old nature. How often we seem we can be overtaken in a moment by some thought. Some vain thought. No, Lord, we have to acknowledge that we are sinners indeed, sinners in need. And so, Lord, we have to confess sins of thought, word and deed, sins of commission and omission. Ruined and undone we feel to be, and we find, oh Lord, we have to come even with the language of David. Oh, create in me a clean heart, renew. Oh, how we need those renewings, those refreshings, that fresh view by faith of Christ in his sufferings, that one that are so accomplished and satisfied the law in every jot and tittle where we continue to fail. But oh, to see by precious faith that precious blood, that sin atoning blood. Oh, we have to come even to the footstool of mercy, pleading that precious blood and thy name which is above every name. For truly, there is no salvation to be found in anyone else or anywhere else, certainly not in ourselves. For, O Lord, we confess even this, prone to wander. Oh, we are prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Take, O take, my heart and seal it from thy courts above. Oh, draw us closer unto thee. Oh, draw us closer unto thee. Oh, perhaps we feel like that one, and our path is in the language of that one in the Song of Solomon. Oh, yes, that one that was black but comely. Draw me, and we will run after thee. Being brought into the banqueting house where thy banner over as his love. But now, O Lord, all fresh contracted guilt, the hidings of thy face, all that darkness upon our spirit, oh, is it not, when there is that charge home upon our conscience again that we have sinned and come short. Oh, is it not, the language there in the Song of Solomon. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth, longing once again to lay hold upon thee, longing once again to hear thy voice of peace and pardon, longing once again to see thy smile and feel thy touch. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth. And all that might be even this day a little gain from the watchman. A little gain from the watchman. But oh, was it not an obtaining? Oh, then I found him. I found him whom my soul loveth. Oh, and what a mercy it should be to some poor sinner this night. Then I found him whom my soul loveth. So, Lord, we plead for those renewings and refreshings. Oh, Lord, as we often find we're bitten by those serpents in the wilderness like the children of Israel. But even as the children of Israel, there was that purpose for them, as that brazen serpent was raised upon a pole, that which was typical of Christ. All that looked lived. And all thou knowest how this one those years ago, when we heard one of the Lord's servants speak in such a way, and oh, how at times perhaps we feel to be so far off and at a distant, our sight is very dim, but oh, even those on the outside edge of the camp, it was a comfort unto us that, they looked by faith, even that which they saw at a distance, but there was that looking and that life restored. Oh, Lord, we would then look again toward thy holy temple. So even as then David, creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within. Oh, do so, Lord, we plead. Leave us not to our wretched self. Oh, leave us not. But work might in our hearts again. Work might in our hearts again. Kindle that flame of love toward thee. Lord, thou knowest how we soon become lukewarm, even cold. Our affections grow lukewarm, even cold. We have to confess it. But breathe upon our dry bones. Raise that a smoking ember once again to a flame, that truly we can say out of the soul, he is more precious than anything here below. We can say with one, we can't always say it, Lord, for we're truly of the earth, earthy. At times we feel it so much so that we can't, as we said, can't always take such language upon our lips. But oh, have we not known those times? Or may we know them again, whereby we can say, I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Lord, remember us each, then we plead. And as we pleaded this morning, thou lookest upon the heart, thou seest all the desire, and perhaps those wishes which seem so weak. But Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Oh, oppressed by the enemy, that adversary's souls at their right hand to resist them. Perhaps they feel even that adversary even sitting next to them even now. Or as they gathered in thy courts, tempting them, trying them, disturbing their mind, Lord. Say unto Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God. Oh, Lord, lift us above our weak and fearful frame. Lift us above all that oppresses us. And lift us, even above all that holds us down. We're bowed down and all the cares and troubles of the way. Lift us above all these things, we might worship thee in spirit and in truth this night. So, Lord, we plead, remember each in the pathway of life. Undertake and manage all by the way unto the end. From the young ones here, yes. Oh, we thank thee that we see those many young faces here. And the babes in arms, Lord, we plead for them. Work mighty in their hearts, whilst young in years, thy tender fear. O Lord, we read in thy word The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Ah, implanted in their hearts, that fear of the Lord. Oh, there might be that wisdom, a beginning of that wisdom, which leadeth unto life. So, Lord, we plead for the dear young friends, guide them in the way, direct their steps. Go before them, make ways for them in this dark and evil and difficult day. Oh, Lord, truly it is difficult days in which their lot and our lot is cast. Things now are so different than whatever we would have imagined even 10, 15 years ago. Ah, the spirit of Antichrist, the secular spirit, ah, false gods, ah, and those truly their eyes are not manifest in our day that say there is no God. And they would, if they could, remove religion from off the face of the earth if they were able to. Ah, Lord. What a mercy, is not, it will not be possible, for thy word is eternal, and thy word cannot be destroyed. And so, Lord, there are many threats, oh, many enemies. Lord, if it could please thee, maintain unto us the freedoms we have even now. Lord, maintain unto us the freedom to gather together in thy name. Maintain unto us the freedom to word, read thy word. Oh, in all its entirety. Oh, Lord, we know that some would like to remove this part and that part. It offends them. Ah, they do not want thee to reign over them. And they want to do what pleases themselves in their own eyes. So, Lord, we plead. Ah, preserve unto us this Christian heritage which was fought and obtained by those that went to the stake, those that went as martyrs to the stake those years ago, forfeiting their lives. And O Lord, as we think upon them, we know not what persecutions may arise in our nation yet. Even in time to come, there is a subtle persecution now. And, O Lord, they become emboldened, do they not? They become emboldened. And so, Lord, we plead, and especially when we have to stand up for those truths as we believe them according to thy word and as revealed to us. And, O Lord, especially also when we stand up in thy name, Lord, we know that there could be those sent in to make us an offender for a word and bring us before magistrates and powers. And so, Lord, we plead, give that to speak in the hour when we have to do so, if it ever should come to pass. For, O Lord, the subtle foe is very active in our day. Oh, the subtle foe, very active. And so, Lord, we plead, oh, may it please thee, hold us up in that, if that time should ever come. Enable us to stand firm for the truth, not to waver. Lord, we know in of ourselves we would waver, we would recant, we would turn aside, we would forsake that way. Oh Lord, we know we cannot do it of ourselves, for we are weak and fearful and very timid. But oh Lord, give that strength sufficient, and may we prove, even as the apostle had to prove, my grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so, Lord, may we not fear the frowns of men, nor court their smiles. But, O Lord, we're dependent upon thy grace, that strengthening grace, that upholding grace, if that day and hour should come. So, Lord, we plead for thy true church and people in this dark and evil day. Lord, truly we are minished and brought low, and there are many foes, many oppositions, but we thank thee for the promise that thou hast said concerning Zion, for it is thy dwelling place, thou art king there, and thou hast said, and may it ever be so, we believe it will be so, but unbelief rises up, but thy word declares, thou wilt abundantly bless her provision, Zion's provision, and satisfy her poor with bread. So, Lord, we would then thank thee for these privileges still, these freedoms. And, O Lord, do frustrate the evil designs of men. Oh, frustrate their evil designs. And, O Lord, stem the tide of false religion and false gods. False gods. For, O Lord, we see they advance and seem to gain ground on every hand. Oh, how we saw one place where we went to. There was a little chapel on one side of the railway line. And there on the other side was this huge building raised up to a false god. Oh, how solemn. But may it please thee then, stem the tide of false religion, and may it please thee in this land of ours, turn us once again unto thee, the true and the living God. Oh, turn us once again unto thee. Lord, we have forsaken thee. Ah, truly we have forsaken the living God. We've turned thee the back as a nation. We've turned thee the back and not the face. Lord, we would then plead for this guilty land, that thou wouldest yet have mercy upon us, and show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts, give them that heart of flesh, those new and living desires. Is nothing too hard for thee? Is nothing too hard for thee? But Lord, we see those in high places, they've gained those positions there, and they carry out those abominations. Oh, how they live in those abominable lifestyles. And so, Lord, we tremble what may yet be before us. But, Lord, we plead, for thou dost reign. Oh, if it could please thee. Frustrate them, stem them, and may there be a turning back. Oh, may there be a turning back, to thee, crying unto thee for mercy. Lord, oh, we plead then, do remember this guilty land, once favoured of thee, and we acknowledge to us it is still so. Thy hand is stretched out still. And so, Lord, we plead, as thou hast in wrath remembered mercy. Oh, yet we see those judgments abroad in the nation. We've seen those terrible acts which have taken place. Are they not thy judgments? Lord, may it please thee that these things might open the eyes of the blind, quicken the dead. Oh, Lord, work mighty in the midst of the people. And as we entered into thy courts this night and we go upon the little hills of Zion here and there, oh, Lord, we plead, are there none of thy dead elect in and around this place of worship here, this little corner of thy vineyard and the little hills of Zion, those whom thou hast surnamed by the name of Israel, there amongst those whom hath loved from all eternity. Oh, hasten the time, O Lord, when thou wilt quicken them, that thou wouldest bring them in like those Greeks of old, with us, sir, we would see Jesus. And Lord, we think of also the prodigals. Oh, how many prodigals have turned aside, left thy courts,
truly forsaken the living God. And perhaps it was many years ago they last entered into thy courts. But all that effectual word that was sealed upon their heart even those years ago, and they may have gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But oh, may it please thee, that effectual word might be that taking root downward even now, and shall yet spring forth into the light, and they shall have to return unto the Father's household. Oh, may it please thee then. And so, Lord, we plead for those that have turned aside, those that have, perhaps it was many, many years ago. Lord, we plead for them. Go to them where they are with that stretched, strong hand and a stretched out arm. Arrest them in their mad career and bring them in with that where they're smiting upon their breast and crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So, Lord, we plead for the little hills of Zion and Zion in general. And Lord, as thy word has been proclaimed this day, and perhaps again this evening, but that which has been undertaken thus far this day, oh, may thy blessing rest upon it. Oh, may thy blessing rest upon it. May it have gone forth with power, in the power of the Spirit. And Lord, we plead that there might be those dead that have been raised to life. There might be those that have been waiting daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors, that time when thou hast said, loose him. Thou hast given the command, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Or that in this in Zion this day has been a lifting up of the weak hands, a confirming of the feeble knees. In Zion this day there's been that crumb of comfort, that sip from the well of salvation. Oh, that in Zion this day, that one or another has proved, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And as they've gathered then in thy courts, thou hast drawn near unto them, spoken the word, speak the word only. And oh, truly is it not so? When thou dost speak the word, who then can make trouble? Oh, Lord, have we not proved it some of us? When in the depths of trouble, the depths of trials and difficulties and those various scenes of life, we've proved that thou art the God of all grace, the Father of mercies. We've proved that thou dost speak. When the Spirit attends it without power, it is unto us meat and drink. It is meat and drink. And it enables to go on the way. It puts that new song in the mouth, that song of praise unto thee. So, Lord, do be pleased to bless that which has been done already in the earlier part of the day, here and elsewhere. Lord, remember thy servants who labour this evening, our oneself, we feel that need. Lord, lift us above natural tiredness, the weariness of mind and body. And Lord, do grant the tongue of the learned. Grant that sufficiency of thy grace that overcomes all our weaknesses and our fearfulness and all our imperfections and all our... We feel so insufficient for the task. We feel so insufficient for the task. But is it not there's a proving of the grace of God. So may we prove that each one of us, that even as a hymn writer put it, there's a fullness that resides in Jesus our head that ever abides to answer our needs, whatever that need may be. Oh, however great that need. There's a fullness there. Over and above all our sorrows and our troubles and our needs, a fullness of thy grace. May there be a proving of it this night. So, Lord, do remember once again we would not forget the sick. Lord, those that those bodily ailments that prevent them from coming out to thy courts, and perhaps they are found in thy courts. perhaps are found in upon a bed in a hospital. Lord, do remember them where they are. And even that little babe in arms, Lord, we plead for them, each and every one. Oh, do bless all the means that are used. Sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. And Lord, what a mercy thou art not confined to place or means or mode. Go to them where they are. Go to them where they are. Lord, we've proved it, have we not? Some of us in a hospital bed. It has been made at Bethel. It's been made a very sweet place. And thou hast sweetened all the pain. Thou art able to do it. So, Lord, we plead. Remember the sick. And remember any that walk in singular paths. There are those that walk in very singular paths. And they feel no one else knows. No one else understands. But he knoweth. Oh, blessed be his holy name. He knoweth, even as Job had to declare, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So, Lord, remember Zion. Remember each and every one. Oh, remember each and every one. Lord, we feel to have rambled in our petitions this night. We feel we may have forgotten so many things we should have prayed for. Lord, make up. Lord, make up where we've failed to ask. Lord, perhaps there's one in the pew and they feel, well, no one ever mentions it. No one ever mentions my or touches upon my case. Lord, make up where we fail. And Lord, hear and answer. From heaven thy dwelling place, as groanings, the burdens of a sigh, the fallings of a tear, the upward glancing of the eye. Lord, hear and answer and forgive, we plead. But oh, grant them those tokens of thy love, of thy special care. So, Lord, we now fall into thy hands. Do us each good. Oh, do us each good, we plead. And may there be that portion for seven and a portion for eight. We plead then for the pardon of every sin. And all we've asked of this, we plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 671. How shall I come to thee, O God, who holy art, and cannot evil see, but with a loathing heart? I am defiled throughout by sin, and by my very birth unclean. 671.
Thank you.
Seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn back to the chapter we tried to speak from this morning, Jeremiah chapter 8. We read this morning verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. But oh, as I then looked at it again, verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt? I am black, astonishment have taken hold upon me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? The harvest is past. We tried to speak then this morning, the harvest is past and that time will come. When we shall each have to appear before the judgment seat of God. That's that time of harvest, is it not? Unless we are found here upon the earth when the Lord shall return. But that time must come when each one shall be gathered out of that field and are gathered into that heavenly garner. All shall be found as a tare at last, to be burned, where we read, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, that place we also read of, where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. And I turn to the hymn just now, that one, oh, and it's the language there. When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? I love to meet among them now, before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. But can I bear the piercing thought? What if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? We read of those five wise and the five foolish virgins that are waiting for their bridegroom to appear. They all looked the same, did they not? No doubt to passers-by, they all look the same. They're waiting to attend the same feast and to go in there, waiting for the bridegroom to appear. And whilst they're waiting, those foolish ones, their lamps went out and they had no more oil in their vessels to replenish their lamps. And all there, we read, they had to go and try and obtain that. And ere they came back, before it was so, the bridegroom had appeared. And those wise went into that marriage feast. And the door was shut. The door was shut. Oh, how solemn. The door was shut, never to be opened. Oh, what if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? Oh, if we're found deficient, we're found resting upon anything of self, our own works of righteousness, our own works, whatever they may be, leaning upon anything but Christ. Oh, a solemn place to be found in. But But it's on Christ we must lean and be found leaning upon. I believe I quoted this morning, and it must be so. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? We read in the word also, is it not in Revelation, who are these that have washed, I can't quite remember how the word goes, but they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They come up out of much tribulation. Who are these that have come up out of much tribulation? They're those that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Ah, oh, the verse goes on, does it not prevent it by thy grace? Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Ah, as we said, did we not, in prayer, and it's a mercy indeed, the day of grace has not ended. The day of grace has not ended. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Those that feel their wretchedness, they feel those wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that they've not been mollified nor bound up. Prevent it by thy grace. Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this the accepted day. Thy pardoning voice, O let me hear, to still my unbelieving fear, nor let me fall, I pray. Let me among the saints be, thy saints be found, whene'er, none of us know when this righteous judge shall come. None of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. But all to be found waiting, watching and waiting, ready for his appearing. As we said, I believe this morning, it's not in the natural man so to do. His carnal reasoning says, you've got a long life, you've got many days yet. His carnal reasoning, that false prophet, so sows pillows under his armpits, builds him up on rotten props for a moment, but oh, when the righteous judge shall come. He shall come, but oh, when he shall come, I might be found ready and waiting with that oil of grace in my lamp and in my vessel. Let me among thy saints be found, whene'er the archangel's trump shall sound to see thy smiling face, then loud is all that it might be with each one of us. Then loudest of the crowd I'll sing, while heaven's resounding mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. But all that time shall come, it must come, it hastens on. It hastens on. Another year draws toward a close, and we know not how many more days, how many more weeks, how many more months there is to our allotted lifespan. It brings forth this cry from this poor sinner, make me right and keep me right. Hold thou me up and I shall be saved. We're dependent upon this one to do for us that which we could never do, that was wrought by the Son of God, the Eternal Son. We're dependent upon it, for there's no help and no hope in anything else. It's Christ and what Christ hath wrought, that work of righteousness, that work of salvation, and that perfect sacrifice. That perfect sacrifice. Another hymn of John Kent's came to my mind, and all. It concerns this balm. Oft as sins my soul assail thee, turn thy eyes to Jesus' blood. Nothing short of this can heal thee, seal thy peace, and or do thee good. Seek no healing, but from Gilead's sovereign balm, and that sovereign balm is in that fountain, even as if the dying thief rejoiced to see it in his day. He spoke this morning, we know, to wake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. We quoted it. And that cruel spear was thrust into his side, and forthwith came the blood and the water. To be of sin, the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power, the guilt and power of sin. Is that your burden? The guilt and power of sin in my members are the precious blood of Christ. Comes back to that word we also quoted this morning, ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Ah, yes, you know the word in Isaiah 55, come ye to the waters. There, a gospel invitation there. I think we quote it before we soon, not long before we close, but oh, ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. There it is all free. It's all free. It's free in sovereign grace. No man can purchase it. Not the wealthiest man in the world can go and purchase it. It is the sovereign grace, that sovereign gift of God, imparted to poor sinners, imparted to poor, trembling worm Jacobs that live to feel their need. It's made known unto them. The Spirit reveals it to them. The Spirit reveals it. Oh, do you know a little of the language? Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me. You long for these things to be revealed to you, made known, made of a truth unto your soul. Yes, you may have a concern over another one, but when it comes down to your never-dying soul, it's a personal work. A personal work. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witness with the blood. Comes back to that blood, the precious blood of Christ. That sin atoning blood. Oh, I turned a little earlier back to that concerning the children of Israel when they came. They were coming up out, were they not, of Egyptian bondage, and that institute of the Passover was ordained them, was it not? There was that blood sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of those dwellings. That avenging angel flew over that night, and when it saw the blood, that avenging angel saw the blood, there was no death in that household. Thou sheltering under that blood, that type which is typical of Christ's blood, that perfect sacrifice. There shall be that time when that righteous judge, if you're clothed upon with anything short of Christ, it'd be as if you've got that no blood, nothing to shelter under. Nothing to shelter under. But it's be clothed upon with Christ's righteousness. That blood, that blood of his righteousness, that perfect sacrifice, that shedding of blood for the remission of sins. When I see the blood, I shall pass over. But all the solemn thing was, where there was no blood, there was death. Death in the household. Oh, what are you and I sheltering under? Anything short of Christ and his blood? Some of us for years we sheltered under our works. We sheltered under our self-righteousness. We sheltered under our upbringing. We sheltered under a name and a title. And mercy indeed if we're found under the sound of the truth. But all titles and positions and a name, there's nothing saving in it. But only the name of Christ. The name of Christ. Oh, as I said, this poor one, I went a long way with my own righteousness. Ah, do you come like that one? Come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. You can look at another and you say, ah, you point the finger. You soon pick out their sins and their failings and shortcomings. Can't see the mote in your own eye. But oh, when the Spirit, as we said, I believe this morning, the Spirit shines into your heart, you have to say, I'm the worst of sinners. I'm the worst of whom I'm chief. The apostle was brought there. Oh, when he was a self-righteous Pharisee, a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Ah, oh, no doubt he is not like that other one that we read of in the Word. He thanked God that he's not like other men. But oh, when the Lord dealt with him, when the Spirit shone into his heart, oh, he had to acknowledge the greatest of sinners, the worst of sinners. He had to acknowledge, and he did have to acknowledge all the days of his life that, ah, truly he was a sinner indeed, a sinner in need. But oh, when the Lord dealt with him and revealed himself to him, he had to acknowledge continually that it was nothing but Christ. He had no hope elsewhere. I often think of the words of the apostle when he had to cry out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But where was his hope? It was in that balm of Gilead, that which was in Christ. But I thank God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I thank God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so as we read there in that chapter in Ezekiel, oh, what we read there, some blessed truths for poor sinners. Yes, the rebellious, the children of Israel, as we said, they were rebellious. They turned aside unto idols. And all many things which are, were they not an abomination in the eyes of Almighty God? They have forsaken him. And yet we read, do we not? For I have pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen. And oh, how we have to prove we've profaned that name also. Was there not a time when we walked according to the course of this world, satisfying the lust of the flesh and the pride of life? Was it not so, as we read in Isaiah? We saw no beauty in him that we should desire him. We despised him and rejected him. But oh, what a mercy. Ah, those whom hath loved, those whom hath named from all eternity, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They shall come, they shall come, they'll be brought to know. They'll be given that desire for what we read, a new heart. Change wrought, new and living desires, a new heart will I give you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh. That's not the work of man, That's not free will. That's the sovereign will of God. According to his electing love, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, in loving kindness, I've drawn thee. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you. And perhaps you feel, well, yes, I feel to be like a tear. I feel to be like a tear. I have to confess it is so. It doesn't seem there's no fruit, anything good found within me. I'm as a tear. I feel to be as a tear. I acknowledge I feel to be as a tear and I am as a tear. Black but comely. Oh, black but comely. We read, do we not, in the Song of Solomon, I am black but comely, draw me, and we will run after thee. And so that one, love from all eternity, even though they feel themselves to be a tear in their own eyes, they're brought to feel it, wretched and poor and undone, black indeed, the most foul of sinners. A new heart will I also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. Oh, what a mercy when that spirit of life, that well of water springing up into eternal life, the spirit dwelling within, working in you what you cannot work, leading in that way you've never been before, revealing to you those things out of the book of his law. Open thou mine eyes, that I might behold wonderful things out of thy law. And so it will be so. The truth of the blessed word of his grace, his gospel, opened up to your understanding, and all the truths and the blessings there revealed to a poor sinner. And that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. That spirit of true prayer, like it was with the Saul of Tarsus. Behold, he prayeth. That was then real prayer. No more a mock form of prayer. No more just a prayer that, as it were, went no further than his own heart. But it entered into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. It was a sweet smell, was it not, in his nostrils, and not a stink. That new spirit, real prayer, indicted in the heart. That same chat we read, Ezekiel 36, what do we read there? And some poor trembling sinner, perhaps with the adversary at their right hand to resist them, the word declares, does it not? Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet, for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. To do it for them, poor sinner, do it for you, poor sinner, to do it for me. Taken out that heart of stone, new and living desires, that heart of flesh, groaning under that burden of sin, crying for mercy, hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. That's a work of the Spirit. And I believe the Spirit will stir up in you and in me. I believe it has been in me, unless I'm awfully mistaken. But and the word here declares, to do it for them. To do that impossibility. Yes, that impossibility. Perhaps the adversary says, yes, it's so impossible with you. Look at your case. You've been my servant for so long. You've wrought all manner of wickedness in my name. The prince of the power of the air. And for many years it has been so. Wrought all manner of wickedness, even in high places. Yes. But the word declares, I will yet, oh yet be inquired of for the, by the house of Israel. Are we at this, for this being inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. To do it for them. Ah. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthinesses, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ah, blessed be his holy name. We read, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. Ah, that land, all gathered into that heavenly garner at last, not as a tear to be burnt, but as that shock of corn fully ripened, gathered in, yet, oh, perhaps it seems an impossibility yet, but I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And I will save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I'll multiply. Ah, make that one, yes, that feels me a tear at the moment, a fruitful vine. Oh, when that one is dug about and dunged, made a fruitful vine, where it seems at the moment all barren and desolate, ah, and diseased and cankered, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and increase, and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed. And that's that one with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You'll be ashamed. A broken heart and a contrite spirit he will not despise. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded. For your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the ways shall be builded. The way shall be builded. Ah, fruitful vine, ah, fruitful field of that corn, ah, that corn in the ear, instead of that which, you, as I said just now, you feel it to be a tear. Something of no worth, but to be burned up. It's got no value. It's a waste indeed. And it needs to be burned up. But may that fruitful, the blessings of the Lord which make rich, and he addeth no sorrow to them, and it's in Christ. Oh, as I... But the time has gone. But oh, what do we read in that chapter, in Peter, First Epistle, General Peter? Wherefore, and it seemed as it were, it affirms these blessed truths. Wherefore, gird up your loins, lifting up of the weak hands, a confirming of the feeble knees. And when the Spirit does so, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, that change wrought, Ah, that walking in that narrow way which leadeth unto life. Can't do as you once did. Can't walk with those with once you once walked. Can't do those things which you once did. A new and living way, that narrow way which leadeth unto life. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy. That vessel made fit for the Master's use. Made fit for the Master's use. Washed in the precious blood of Christ. Oh, as we said a little earlier concerning that, we read in the Revelation. Ah, those that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. But oh, as it goes on, and if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time in your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Christ revealed to a poor sinner the hope of glory. Christ now become the altogether lovely. You see in a little glimpse of him through the lattice of the gospel. That precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Without blemish and without spot. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Poor sinners, needy sinners, hell-deserving sinners, the most black of sinners, the most deep-dyed sinner, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the love, through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. But it's all that, it's that precious blood. That precious blood, and it brings my mind to the last hymn. The last hymn in our hymn book. And it was that which the Spirit sealed upon my heart those years ago now. When I so desired and longed for Christ to be revealed to me. And when brought into the liberty of the gospel, the language there so suited my taste. It was opened up to my understanding. Oh, may it be opened up to your understanding also, poor sinner. But oh, Joseph Irons, what sacred fountain yonder springs. Up from the throne of God and all new covenant blessings brings. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt when I a bondman stood. And has my soul at freedom set. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood. Oh, that balm in Gilead. Oh, that balm of Gilead. That stream. Streams of mercy. That stream of mercy as the dying thief, as we said, rejoiced to see it in his day. Can make it known to a poor sinner. Reveal it even in our day. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme? And that'll be your theme, poor sinner. Ah, it'll be your theme in eternity. That precious blood, what theme my soul shall best employ? Thy heart before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. Ah, to be clothed upon with his righteousness, washed in his precious blood, then shall it not be a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. Oh, when we have to appear before that righteous judge, oh, to have on then that spotless, seamless robe, that it might be truly said in that day, 'tis he. 'Tis he instead of me. Imperfect, sinful me, 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the FGA. Let us close with hymn 573. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Gracious Spirit, make me heedful. Help me in his name to trust, and with pleasure in him as my portion boast. 573.
take those things which are of thee and seal them upon the heart. And all that might be that stirred up in the heart, that new sharp freshening instrument having teeth. Oh, yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do this for them, do it for them. Ah, that which is impossible in and of self, but in Christ and through Christ, that made known unto a poor sinner, that work of salvation, that a precious Christ revealed the hope of glory, that imputed righteousness, that robe, that spotless, seamless robe. Oh, that we might each be found in that day when the bridegroom shall appear with that wedding garment on, that neither a spot nor a shadow of spot upon our soul be found, that it truly might be, tis he, oh, not the poor sinner, but Christ seen, instead of this poor sinner. That poor sinner, 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. Lord, have mercy upon us, we plead. Bless us, we plead. Do us each good. Satisfy us with thy goodness. Thou knowest then where thy trembling, waiting people are. Thou knowest those that have been brought to tremble at thy word. Oh, do yet then manifest thyself in love and mercy to them. Take us now to our homes, all we seek, that thou wouldst pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss. Cover it with a mantle of thy forgiving love. Lord, we know there's imperfections, even as we stand up in thy name. Everything which a man, even under grace, tries to do, is there not an imperfection in it? So, Lord, we plead, cover those imperfections with that mantle of thy forgiving love, and may that which is of thee be sealed upon the heart as thy word, that effectual word. So, Lord, do now take us each to our homes in peace and safety. Remember us each in the pathway of life, but all lead us forth by that right way, that we might go unto that city of habitation whose builder and maker is God. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.